My name is Negi. I will be talking about the full fiscal year as well as the fourth quarter. And we make disclosures every quarter. And so I would like to first focus upon the fourth quarter results. This is the results of fourth quarter. We have increased net sales and we have increased operating income by 18%. At 9 billion yen operating income, which is the highest which we have had so far in our company's history. And in pre-GAAP, it's increased by 8%, and 2% excluding a foreign exchange impact increase. So we've had the impact of the high yen, the low yen. So there has been the foreign exchange impact. Another thing. We have increased income of 18%, and included in this, there is compensation linked to stock price, and at the end of December, the stock prices went down so that there was 600 to 700 yen contribution, 600 to 700 million yen contribution to profits. And before the question came up on this, I wanted to explain about this first of all. Now, when we look at the fourth quarter and see the progression, the blue line shows last year's, the red line shows the last year's results, and the blue line is this year's results. We have been higher this year than last year throughout, and you see the dotted line. This is at February, our annual forecast that we made. So we have gone beyond our forecast in both net sales and profits. And this is in dollar-denominated income. And this is in yen, but this is net sales by growth. And you can see that Japan represents 3%. We see that these numbers are up. And what stands out is that enterprise sales has gone fluctuated, and we have offset the results of the decrease in consumer and the increase in enterprise. Now, as for the by region, we are seeing in terms of revenue growth, we have seen some decrease by region, and then we have gone back to the 5% level in terms of constant currency revenue growth, and we believe that we will continue to maintain this level. And sales by segment, here, it's clear picture, and it's minus 1% in North America, and post-GAAP, it's plus 11% in Japan, but we have negative numbers for the fourth quarter, though. And this is where everybody is interested in, and I believe that Eva Chen's explanation will provide more details about this. But in regard to the cloud-related sales, Trend Micro is a comprehensive company, and we have leadership in the cloud, and in the previous quarter it was flat, according to some people who have pointed it out. But we're looking at the gross revenues, and so there are fluctuations, and in the fourth quarter, including North America and Europe having this as the largest quarter, and this was 48%, so this is the highest in our company history, and we have approached 5 billion for the quarter. This is the percentage share by region. No particular point to comment here. As for pre-GAAP in Japan, as Mo mentioned, it's minus 2%. Fourth quarter was weak in Japan. Meanwhile, it was plus 20% in North America. In North America, the consumer market went down, but that has more than been made up for by the enterprise market, and Wael Mohamed will be explaining about this later on. And here, if you look at this slide, this is a slide we prepared this time. This is pre-GAAP without the FX impact. On a total basis, it is a 2% increase. For enterprise market, it was 6% growth, whereas it was minus 5% for the consumer market. And for FY 2015, we believe that a similar trend will continue. This is the outstanding deferred revenue as it becomes greater. This means that we'll have more stable revenue in the future. And we see solid growth here. We'll skip this, and here are the cost aspects. On the upper side, it's in blue. This is the selling and marketing. The expenses here will be explained later on by Eva, but we are confident about our strategy. So in order to implement the strategy, sales and marketing investments have to be made in larger amounts in 2015. Next is cash flow. This year there has been tax payments and so on included. So if we look at it from that light, we see that it is growing like operating income. The headcount hasn't changed that much, only increased by 17 persons. This is the balance sheet, and then the highlights and lowlights. I may have already touched upon this already, but we're seeing the strategic products growing for the enterprise sales, and we have the highest ever operating profit. As for the lowlights, the consumer business has been declining, and in Japan, the strategic product sales has been below expectations. Another lowlight which has not been included here is that if we look at fiscal 2014, for the implementation of our strategy, we have a record operating income and we have exceeded our forecast, but our stock prices are not increasing as much as we want. I believe that this is my own personal responsibility, but that is also a low light. And so we hope that the investors will provide us with their thoughts on this, because we believe that we will implement a strategy, but if there is a lack of evaluation to us on the market, then we would like to know what is lacking on our part. And for the annual numbers, I have nothing to really say. These are the total of the four quarters. And another thing, dividends. In terms of the dividends, the payout had been the 15% of net income on a consolidated basis, but this has been increased to 7%. It'll be 70%. It will be 116 yen per share. If that is the case, and there was an extraordinary dividend last year, but if we exclude that, then it would mean that the dividend has increased by 22%, and this will mean that we have gone beyond 3% for the payout ratio of dividend, and we have the strategies implemented, and we have dividends provided to our investors based on this. And so if it's a 3% payout ratio, and then we believe that this would be a reasonably good number. And this is the cash payout to the investors. It's 85% buyback, and also our own, and so on added together. And we would like to continue this. And this is the forecast for 2015, and this is described by region, but there's another way of looking at it, and this is without the impact of foreign exchange rates. And for the consumer, it'll be down by 5% or so, and for the cloud-related strategic products, it should be about 30% pace of growth, and for the remainder, for our conventional products, we believe it would be approximately 5% growth, so that altogether it would be a 4 to 5% growth. And there's the impact of the foreign exchange rates. So because of the yen denominated basis, it would be plus 7%. And then in turn, it would be 2% in terms of operating income increase. And also, it has already been mentioned that the consumer business is anticipated to decrease. So, if we just look at the enterprise market, numbers are better than this.
So we will continue to disclose the numbers on a quarterly basis. And during the Q&A, I can give more detailed explanations if necessary. Thank you very much for your kind attention.